Okay, so we're start the Gemara. Actually, some of the Gemara I think we read through at the beginning. Yeah, we'll pick up the Gemara from the top of the base because I think the beginning of the Gemara we already read on the first day. So the Gemara says, "Vahani b'nei ktosaninu." Do in fact. The Mishnah says that Noshim Psulis have Knas. Is that true? That Noshim Psulis have Knas? Yeah, my. Ikri Khan, Veloy Seal Isha. Isha Ru Yuloy. Rashi says later on that the drush is from the word Tia. Not really Masupik, maybe it's from Aloy, Isha Ru Yuloy. But Rashi says it's from Tia. Lashon Kiyum. Rashi in the middle of the Amud. So. So just a second. Turn this off. Yeah, so the pastor says, the Yashua says, that the Gemara means the drasha of Shimon ben Asya. That why don't we dash in the drasha of Shimon ben Asya? Shimon ben Asya dashes. That's the Shimon ben Asya, but the Emes holds that we dash in the So we're saying, L'chare, the drasha is a legitimate drasha. We should dash in Isha Ruyulay. Even though we know that there's another Tana, we know this of Shimon Hatimni, who dashes differently, Isha Sheish Bahavaya. So that's also a kasha. So let's dash in Isha Sheish Bahavaya. It's still a kasha in the Mishnah. I think the word is like a shorthand. In other words, we know anyway this machlekes of Shimon Hatimni, of Shimon Manasseh, how to dash in the. What is the mashmois of Isha Ruyula? Of Velaisi Elisha, rather. The Torah says Velaisi Elisha. Shimon Manasseh says the mashmois of Velaisi Elisha is Isha Ruyula. Rav Shimon Hatimni says the Mashmois of Leisi Shil Isha is Isha Sheish Bahavaya. Rashi says later on in the middle of the Omud that Rav Shimon Manasseh is Mashmolei Tia Loshen Kiyum, and Rav Shimon Hatimni is Mashmolei the Tia Loshen of Havaya. So now the Gemara is assuming the Mashmois of Rav Shimon Ben Manasseh. Lemaisa the post is Leisi Elisha. It's a Mashma Isha Ruyulei. So why is the Tana of our Mishnah not accept that? Why does the Tana of our Mishnah hold otherwise? I think it's just, who says the Tana, but who says the Tana of Mishnah reads the Pasuk like Rav Shimon Manasseh? Maybe he reads the Pasuk like Rav Shimon Hatimni, that Tia is not a Lashon of Kiyum, but it's a Lashon of Havai. Like, how does the Gemara know? Let the Gemara says, Ikri Khan, why don't we dashen up the Pasuk? Let's read the Pasuk to say, Isha Ruyulai. Maybe the Tana, look, Rav Shimon Hatimni, he looks at the Pasuk, he doesn't see in it a Mashmois of Isha Ruyulai. He sees it in a Mashmois of Isha Sheish Bahavaya. So who says the Tana of Mishnah read the Pasuk of Shimon Manasseh? Maybe he read the Pasuk of Shimon Hatimni. The answer is, that wouldn't make things any better. It's still against the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that there's a Chiyuv Knas to Mamzeres and Nesina, and there's a Chiyuv Knas to Achoysoi, who's not a Bas Havaya. So, kach, it's against the Pasuk of Isha, of Eloisi Elisha. You want to read it like Rav Shimon Hatimni, so it's certainly against the Pasuk. The whole Mishnah is against the Pasuk. You want to read it like Rav Shimon Manasseh, so like Rav Shimon Hatimni rather, so at least Achoisi is against the Pasuk. So Gemara says it b'loshen kotzer. The Pasuk says v'loy seal isha, it's mashma isha ruyulei, or it's mashma isha sheish bavaya. Either way, kach le kach. God, the emes in the hemshach to when it's dashing naira hanaira hanaira, the end type looking. So the Gemara does assume the reading of Rav Shimon Hatimni, not the reading of Rav Shimon Manasseh. Of Rav Shimon Manasseh rather, not the reading of Rav Shimon Hatimni. That isn't kashrus. I'm just trying to sort out what's going on here. Yeah.
It's telling the Mishnah on the test says Isha Ruvil, no?
Oh, that's the point. Oh, maybe Taka. Maybe you're right. Maybe the reason why the Gemara assumes the reading of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh that Vloisi Elisha is Mashma Isha Ruyulei rather than Isha Sheish Bavaya is because the Gabi Nisun itself, the Gemara, the Mishnah on Lama Tes, Taka Dashim to Pasuk Vloisi Elisha to mean Isha Ruyulei. And that Mishnah L'chaira follows the reading of, not the Shita of, but the reading of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. It's not the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds it true even by Knas. That the Isha Shein Ruyulei doesn't have Knas. Our Tana doesn't agree with that. Our Tana holds that we dash in Naira, 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 that a Naira that's the Ein Ruyulei has Knas. But the Gabi Nisun itself, the Tana Lama test says that we do dash in the pasuk for loy seal isha, that nashim psulis, he does, he's not kindness, nashim psulis, because we dash in the pasuk isha haru, we dash in the pasuk for loy seal isha to mean isha haru yulay. We'll talk about that later in a few minutes. So we already see that the Tana read the pasuk of loy seal isha along the lines of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Oh, you're right. I think that's not her. That's Emma. So therefore, the Gemara assumes we're more that this Tana really read the pasuk "Leisil Isha" to mean Isha Ruyulai. So the Gemara's kash is okay. So if you're reading the pasuk to mean Isha Ruyulai, the Gad Sun itself. So the Gad Knas as well. Ikri Kan Isha Ruyulai. Nechan. So the Gemara answers Amar Ish Lakish Naira Naira Han Naira. So we have a ribui. It was in a chadamik. Really, there should be mashmoyis of isha ruil of isha of loisi lisha isha ruilai, and there shouldn't be a chiyuk nas. But we have a ribui naira ha naira, a double ribui. The chayvil to be marbe that chayvil lavin have knas, and even chayvil krisus have knas. It talks about why we need two ribuim. Rapapa amar. Papa has a different drasha. Psulais habasulais, which says by mefuta, chad gufei v'chad usi v'chay v'lavin v'chad lasu v'chay v'krisus. Rapapa, my time alomer kriyesh lokish. Why didn't he dash naira ha'naira? Chumi boi lilch rabai dom rabai bo lo meisa potu shnem avnosin levi ha'naira v'levi ha'naira v'loi levi meisa. So that's used up. Kriyesh lokish, my time alomer kriyesh papa. Umi by Lelixer Shova, the son of the son, the Kessi Vishko Kamar Absolus, and Zek Kamar Absolus, Kamar Absolus Kazet. That is Hamish Mishkolim. Because by Mufut, it only says Kessif Yishko, it says Shkolim, doesn't know how much. And by Oinus, it says Hamish Mkosif, doesn't know it's Shkolim. So, Lelixer Shova, so we need to be Mufnet, so that's what it's there for. Veshlokish Nami and Boyle Chabai, Rapapa Nami, Boyle Lelixer Shova. Elishisiko Xiv, Naira, 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 Psula, Psula, Habasula. Trei lugufayu, chad l'rabai, l'chad abai, v'chad l'gzer ha'shova, arsul trei, chad l'su y'chay v'lavim, v'chad l'su y'chay v'kusus. Here, let's see Rashi. Look, Rashi. V'yama yesh tam knas l'nares psulis. Ikri kan. Amas nisen makshi. I'm not sure what Rashi wants with this. So this is obviously what we're asking in the Mishnah. I know what Rashi wants. Anyway, Naira Naira Naira, but in the Kimachi is Naira Basula. So that's the Gufay. Uksib Asre, and also Nisha Sheikh of Imal Avia Naira. With Ashina Naira Yisera. The Hey Yisera. The Hanaira. The Hey Yisera, the Hanaira. The Machil Mikhta, and also Lavia. So the first Naira has to say Naira, because they tell me that the din is only by a Naira, not by a Begeris, not even by a Tana coin to a Meir. So it has to say the word Naira Lugufay to tell me the din applies to a Naira. But then it didn't have to say Naira a second time. So that's already a Yitr. And then it didn't have to say Han Naira. It's a second Yitr. Chad Gufay Lukshera, meaning just to tell me that not to be Marba Psulis, just a din that a Naira Kshera has Knas. And then we have the extra Ribuyim. Psula Psulis Habasulis, Bimufutaksiv, Bechiafat, Ish Psula, Bekarachrina, Basrei, Kesi Vishko Kamaya Psulis, Umatsul Limichta of Kamaya Psulis. Didn't have to say habesulays hotlas. That she in a hayyaseir upsulays the mazli michtav kimayir velishtei, because we already know we're talking about psulays. Humi boyle ahu hanayra hod leksev nasan lavi humi boyle lechrabai shimlei hispik av lamida lahamida bedin ad shemesa potter lavi hanayra mash mashim kayemis humi boyle gzera shav upsulays tichsev avi mefatim boyle gzera shav upsul gzera shav makesef amar ba'inis chamishim af mefate chamishim uma mefate shkolim usi beyishkol af chamishim shloinis shkolim kama. Kamei Absulis, Chamishim Kesef, Amefuroshim Bema'anis Esabsula. Sheyeze Chamishim Kamei Absulis, Umay Absulis Yeishkolim Kaze. Bechadik Zeh Shavet, Hey Mufna Mitzadechad Ulemeidim Meimeno. Fine, let's see Taisus. Naira Naira Naira, Pishu Menech Hanadol, Mechad Naira Dorish Kula Milso, Naira Naira Hanaira. He says the whole thing's in one word. We can unpack the word. It's probably in a different gish in the Gemara. Our gish in the Gemara is Naira Naira Hanaira. And the Chanal's Girsu B'lchara is Naira, maybe Na'ar Naira HaNaira. Maybe just read it into here. Anyway, the ain't nearly bein' a tam. So the Rebbe Nachman gets it all. Could have said nar without a hay at the end. So it didn't have to have a hay at the beginning. So we have two extra hays. So cause sometimes in Chumash it says nar without a hay. It says nara without a hay. So two extra hays. The ain't nearly bein' a tam. The leik siv nara moly behay. Elu b'demaytzi shem aluchadek and muchu pasay pirkin. So first of all, he says tachnan emes. You see from the word at the end of the pair. Take a look yourself. That that is not true. That in Torah it says the word v'nosa navi anaira is talking written without a hay. So the whole thing is not true. Yeah, I mean, the Chalavai says there are different gifts in the Chumash, but what is with the Gemara at the end of the pair? V'aydik shah b'ir yitzuk matzah chad l'gufay ha'ika naira achrina b'parasha. Besides which, what does he need it for? Rashi is right. It says naira twice. El perish akuntu sikh. I don't know what to do with Rabbi Nachman. Psula psula is ha psula is kan nami pirish ben echanad al demichod kan afki kuli kulu vein dir al do tzor echad al gufei do psula achri nuksu. Had Ben Chanan one could have said psula without a hey. No, could have said psula, not psula. I'm sorry. Here, yeah. Psula, and then you have psula, could have said psula, not psula, and then habasula. So that's the yitra. Okay, let's see. The chad l'suvi chayve lam and hikshir ribe amir. A kati name a chad l'suvi chayve chad l'suvi chayve yasei. The chad l'suvi chayve lavin. Be a kati chayve krisus minola. If you're ready, you mean matzich a pasuk for each level of isser. So why stop at chayve lavin? Chayve yasei also have no knas. The Gemara says later on that chayve yasei also have no knas. According to the Gemara says beferish from the behem shechasugya that mitzvah adoimi it's only chayve yasei. Dosh lishi yovelem, so chayve yasei. The Gemara says beferish according to Shimon v'Menasi, it's not a isha ruyule. So we need a pasuk. We should need a pasuk la'puki from that too. As if we have three. These are nara is like two anti pasukim. We have an anti pasuk. We have a drosh of loisi lisha. It's marbe that it tells me there's no knas to chayve to noshim psulos. Now we have an anti pasuk. There is knas. So we need three: one for chayve koras, one for chayve lam, one for chayve asay. The tier is the chayve lam and asay leitzorech elachad kro. The ha'ilayk siv leisi lisha the mash mashiyesh b'avaya v'ru lekaima loyitzorech kol ribinu. Hilchach mechad ribuim abinu en v'ru lekaima behind the chayve asay v'chayve lam came this b'avaya v'idir chivu lechayve krisus. Leisa says, "Only stama psukim to tell me that there's no knas to." The only reason why I need psukim to tell me that noshim psulis have knas, why shouldn't they have knas? The only reason to think they don't have knas is because we have a drosh of leisi elisha. So the pasuk is to knock off the drosh of leisi elisha. So I need two psukim, two anti psukim. Naira. I need to find two anti psukim. One anti pasuk for leisi elisha isha ruyulei, and one anti pasuk, anti drosha, to knock off the drosha of isha sheish b'havaya. I don't need a third drosha. There's only two. There's only two. Miyutim that I have to undo. So I need an anti-drosha for Veloisi Elisha. I need an anti-drosha for Isha Sheish Bavaya. Once I knock those two drushas off, so I revert to the status quo ante, which is that all Noshim should have Knas. So it's Meduyik and Taisis, that Taisis holds that even if we dash in Veloisi Elisha to mean Isha Haru'uyoloi, there's also a Mokum to dash in Isha Sheish Bavaya. You know, again later on in the Hemshech Hasugya, the Moshul of Shimon Atimni who dashes Isha Ruyula, Blaisi Elisha Isha Ruyula, of Shimon Ben Manasi who dashes Isha Ruyula. Does he agree that there's also a mashmois in the pasuk of Isha Sheish Bahavaya? He just holds there's an additional mashmois of Isha Ruyula, so he goes even further. Or these are two exclusive drushes. If you read the pasuk Tia to mean Isha Sheish Bahavaya, then it does not mean Isha Ruyula. And if you read the pasuk to mean Isha Ruyula, then it does not mean Isha Sheish Bahavaya. The Pashas in Rashi, for example, when Rashi talks about Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Manasseh, Rashi in the Dibra Maschil Sheish Bahavaya, later on when he's talking about those two drushes, so Rashi says, Umash Meleish Tia Loshen Havayas Kiddushin, that's talking about Shimon HaTimni, Rav Shimon Manasseh, Mash Meleish Tia Loshen Kiyum. The Pashas in Rashi is that Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Manasseh argue about what's the Mashmois of Tia. Is Tia the Mashmois of Havayah or is it the Mashmois of Leisi Elisha? So if these are two exclusionary mashmos, and if you follow one, then you don't have the other. So now, when we're looking, now we're talking in the Tanakhama. Tanakhama has an anti pasuk for that, for the drasha. So why does he need two anti pasuk? Take it. He should pick his poison. If the Tanakhama reads tia, if it's mash Tanakhama tia lashon havaya, like of Shimon HaTimni, then he should need one anti pasuk for that. And once you have an anti pasuk, then that's it. The pasuk is gone. The drasha is gone. And if he reads the pasuk, if it's mashmatim the pasuk, the lashon tia to mean kiyum, like of Shimon ben Manasseh, so he should need one anti pasuk for that. Why do you need two anti pasuk? It's mashmat the Tosfos held that even if Shimon had ben Manasseh, who dashens tia lashon kiyum isha haruyoloi, agrees that there's also a makom to dashen isha sheish v'havaya. Just if Shimon ben Manasseh holds that we could go further. It's not only we can exclude not only isha she'ein v'havaya, but even the isha she'ein ruyulai. So therefore, and both drushes kilo inhere in the pasuk. So now, if the Tanakhama he's trying to shoot down the pasuk, so he needs two bullets because the pasuk has two parts. The pasuk of v'loisi elisha has a mashmois of isha ruyulai, has a mashmois of isha she'ein v'havaya. That has a mashmois of isha. Sheish b'havaya, that which one should we do first? It has a mashmois of isha haruyulei, that a woman who's chai v'lav and don't have knas. So we need one pasuk. The Tanakhama needs one pasuk to shoot that down. No, naira hanaira. It's not true. Even chai v'lav and have knas. But even after we shoot down that part of the pasuk, but there's still the other part of the pasuk, the other mashmois that adheres in the pasuk. Isha sheish b'havaya. We need another bullet to shoot that one down. So we need another pasuk, hanayra. So that's why we need two anti psukim to knock down the two mashmoisin that are in that lie in the pasuk of Eloisi Elisha. But we don't need a third. Once we shot down both parts of the pasuk, we don't need a third bullet. That's the taisus. So it's the mashman taisus. Again, it'll be nageya. Also later on, we'll get to Shimon Timi and Shimon Manasseh. The taisus held that even if you dash in Eloisi Elisha, you could also dash in Isha Sheish Bavaya. Just you can go further and dash in Isha Ruyulai. But even if we have an anti pasuk to Isha Ruyulai, we still need an anti pasuk to Isha Sheish Bavai. It's Ram Shut, I'm not saying any big lumbus, just the that's what it says here. Anyway, that ties another kasha. In Taimar, the Lishtak Miloi Seel Isha, the Loyistarak Lahani Ribuyin. I said, yes. So at the end of the day, what does the Tanakham hold? The Tanakham holds that the Loy Seel Isha is Mashma. So, which would imply that noshim psulis don't have knas, but we have an anti pasuk naira hanaira hanaira, knocks down the drasha, and noshim psulis have knas. So, taisus. So, what do we have to go through all this extra effort for? Don't say v'lei si elisha, and if you don't say v'lei si elisha, then we won't need the anti pasukim of naira naira hanaira. The taisus answer is v'yesh leimar. That we need the pasuk of Leisi Elisha for other drushes, for a different drusha, not relevant to our discussion at all. Namely, the drusha of Leisi Elisha midaita. The verse later on that how do we know that that she could be manis by oinus by mefat? It says in my mind, but even by mefat, it doesn't say her. How do we know that she could be manis? So we have a pasuk Leisi midaita that you have to have the consent of the isha for Leisi Elisha. So I need the pasuk anyway. So I have to say v'loisi elisha to tell me midaito. And once I need the pasuk to tell me midaito, so then I might dash and also v'loisi isha. I might also want to dash in isha ruyulai and isha sheish b'havaya. So I need the anti. I need the anti pesukim of naira naira hanaira. Yeah, Rabbi Krager asked the chara. We need v'loisi elisha for other things also. We need v'loisi elisha. First of all. Rameir holds Tana has no knas, right? And the Tana and Mishnah goes like Rameir. How does Rameir know that Tana has no knas? The Gemara says later, because we might have a atzma kosim adama. He dashes v'lei seal isha. There has to be a woman who's old enough to give herself over to kiddushin. A Tana, the father gives her over to kiddushin. So, according to Tana and Mishnah, we need v'lei seal isha for Rameir. We need Rameir. We need it for b'mahav atzma kosim adama. So why didn't Tyson answer that? And then he has also And even according to Tanakhama of a mayor, even according to the Chacham of Chaylik of a mayor, and say that Ektana has no Ktana, that Ektana rather has Ktas, but we still, there's another drasha we have from Velaisi Elisha. Anybody remember? Yushalmi? Shivcha. How come Shivcha has no Ktas? Taisa says Shivcha has no Ktas. I feel in the Shumeris, quoted Yushalmi, that Shivcha has no Ktas. Why does the Shivcha have no Ktas? So the Yushalmi says, because she's not a Basavaya. Not a basavai. I feel like it's lacherim. A chayse is not a basavai to him, but at least she's a basavai to lacherim. But a woman is not a basavai by anybody, namely a shivcha. She has no knas. Even the Tana Bar Mishnah, Taisus holds that even the Tana Bar Mishnah agrees to that. So I need Velaisi Elisha for that. So Taisus had other answers that he. I don't know if it's the worst thing in the world. Taisus says what's the simplest answer. Velaisi has a gemara. Velaisi that's the muskim lekuliyama. Velaisi Elisha midaita. Tana Chacham and Meir both agree to that din. And we don't have to come out to a Yushalmi, that's already printed in the Bavli. So in a Harami, maybe Taisus could have said other things as well. Akupanim, it's Ha'or and Taisus. You know, the only drasha came up with Velaisi Elisha Midaita. We have other drashas that we learn out from Velaisi Elisha. And not only from the Loi, but from the tea itself. Namely, that she has to be Mahava Atzma, according to a mayor. Or that she has to be a Basavai to Lacherim, even according to the Chachamim, like Bukhe Yashivcha. So why didn't Taisus answer that that's why we need the Pasuk? Right, that's Ha'or, yeah.
That's the Mishnah Lamites. The end of the Mishnah Lamites.
That what?
Even though there's no
knas,
you still can't marry.
Well, that's the next thing that we need to talk about. So that's Rabbi Kivegas. Those are that's Rabbi Kivegas kasha or kashas. Ka'omer, maybe it's not so terrible. You know, Taisus wants a drasha that's in the Bavli. It's the same answer basically. We need Velaisi Elisha for other things. So Taisus has a drasha of Velaisi Elisha midaita that's not totally the machlekes are made in the chamim, and I know to go look in the Yerushalmi to find it. That's a Beferish of Bavli. So Taisus gives that. That's the most easy and accessible. But in Echanami, Lefira Meir, there's another drasha for Velaisi Elisha that she has to be Mahava Atzma. And according to Yishalmi, there's another drasha that she has to be a Basavai to Lacherim. Taisus could have answered that as well. Akapana, Taisus did have this kasha. Why does he have to say Velaisi Elisha? And then we need the anti-pasuk to knock it down. Don't say Velaisi Elisha. You won't need the anti-pasuk. And it'll be Shalom Al Yisrael. So he answers, no, we need Velaisi Elisha for other reasons. Chor, there's a Shaili here in Pshat. There's a Gemara Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Let's talk about this for a few minutes. The Mishnah said, what is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the Lamates. Let's take a look first at the Mishnah Lamates. The Mishnah Lamates says, Nimsud Bodvar Erva, meaning if he married her, but he's casting some cleave to marry her, an Anas. And he's not allowed to be Megarasha. Nimsu Budvarva, but if she became a Saito after he married her, so he's Mechuv to Megarasha, Aisha Einu Ilo Bibi Yisrael, or she was Psuli called in the first place. She was Mamzeris, for example. So then, Eime Rashai Lakaima. Then Yitaka does not marry her, and he has to be Megarasha if she's a Saito. Shenema Velaisi Laisha Isha Ruile. This is not only Rav Shimon HaTimni, this is even the Chacham, Rav Shimon HaTimni and the Chacham only are, Rav Shimon Benas and the Chacham only argue about Knas. But the Gabi Nesu'in itself was Agamar still Mechiv of Knas. So Shimon HaTimni, Shimon Manasseh, they hold there's no Chiv of Knas by Noshim Sulis. Point of Shimon HaTimni by Chayre Koras, point of Shimon Manasseh, any Ishish, any Reuloi, any Ishish who's not Reuloi, but Kol, there's no Knas. And Chod disagree, there is Knas. This Mishnah is talking about marrying her. So the Mishnah says that if she's Ainu Reuloi, but Kol, she's a Mamzeris, for example, or a Nesina, whatever, she's Ainu Reuloi, but Kol, or later she became a Saito. So then he's not mechuyev to marry her. The mitzvah to marry her does not apply, and he's also to marry her because it says v'leisi elisha isha ruyula. That's the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Kana Amisa l'shmaitse tamid rozud min da'ado. Nesi asay v'nitcha lois asay. Why does the Mishnah say that if she's Einu Reuloi b'kol, he can't marry her? Let's say she's a Mamzeris, he can't marry her. Why not? The mitzvah, the asay of Velaisi Elisha, should be doicher the lois asay of Leyova Mamzer b'kal Hashem. Amali, so he answered, Hechanamon, Nesi asay v'nitcha lois asay, k'goy mila b'tzeras l'yeshu l'kayim asay. That's only weird. There is no way to reconcile the essay and the lois essay. So the essay overrides the lois essay. Avalocha I omra the loy ba'ina v'yisal essay klal. Over here, the essay only exists if she wants, which is said, v'lois elisha midaito. If she doesn't want to marry him, then there is no essay. So since she doesn't want to marry him, there is no asay. So in this case, the asay can't be doicha di, can't be doicha di the lois asay. Shayna Shayna, what exactly the lumbus of that is? Rashi says milam denoisa loymer eni roisa. Rashi means there's a way here to be mekayim both, or to get rid of this tension between the asay and the loisase. Ordinarily, is an irreconcilable tension between the asay and the loisase. One has to give, so the asay is doicha the loisase. Says Rashi over here, we can take away the collision between the asay and the loisase because we can pull out the plug from the asay. We tell her to say loy bayinah, and then there's no mitzvah. And if there's no mitzvah, so since we have a way to take the air out of the asay, so therefore it's such that the asay is not. So it's like a harashim, it's like an eshel kaim shneim. I can avoid the collision between the asay and the loisase. We could just tell it to say any loisase, and then you want to have the asay in the first place. So that kind of asay is not there for a loisase. In the lumbus of the loy bayinah, we're not going to get involved in right now. That's not our concern. But that's the shibul gemar. The gemar wants to know why don't we say esed deicha loisase? And the gemar answers because in this case, you don't have the force really of an asay because the amar loy bayinah, such an asay where she could say loy bayinah, that kind of asay is not deicha loisase. So Taisa asks the obvious question. What's the obvious question? No, already. So Taisa, I assume. So you know what's the obvious question? What's the gemar's kasha? Esed shibul deicha loisase. We have a drush of loisase ilisha isha really. The Mishnah learned that from a pasuk. So what's the Gemara? Esther should be doicha loisase. In a chenami, but this exactly a kosuf that isha harila. And faket, if anything, it's the other way around. If Esther is not doicha loisase, why do you need a pasuk? The very fact that I need a pasuk, it makes more sense if Esther is doicha loisase. The fact that the Mishnah has to do some pasuk is mashma that without the pasuk, the Esther really would be doicha loisase. So the Mishnah maskana saying Gemara that the Esther over here is not doicha loisase. So why do you need a pasuk? It's all included in Taisa's kasha. So let's see Taisa's inside. Nesei say v'nitcha loisei. The first is lava nimsu dvar erba parach. There is the lava yasei. Can I mean parach hamadi avamas? Yuchol bayla rabba say to sinistra v'ayinu lava. V'nashinu v'nitcha v'nitcha. Okay, that's, we'll come back to that later. V'm taimar. Fet Taisa's. Umay parach v'leisei yasei v'nitcha loisei. Hadarish mikra behedya v'mishna d'bayinu nisha riuloi. That's question number one. What's the Gemara's kasha? Esei shibdeicha loisei say. It's exactly the kosel. Question number two. According to the Gemara's answer, that it's talking not an asay, or not an asay that has the force to be doicha loisase. So, kosher the ma'itzer called the mitzvah. So then, why do I talk and need a pasuk? So, Taisus three terutzim. Terutz number one says Taisus. Bim Taima. I'm sorry. V'yesh Leima. The lav miyisur dekom apiklo b'masnisin. When the Mishnah said that she's not royal love of a kol. So he's not kainoser because vidashin leisi elisha doesn't mean that there's a drosha of a leisi elisha. It's an extra pasuk. Ela deva leisi elisha mashmi udaito. The Mishnah means, you have to read this like a contraction of the Mishnah. The Mishnah means, since it says a leisi elisha, and leisi elisha is mashmi udaito. And since it's midaito, so therefore yom alei ba'inom yisil asei klal, so therefore hilkach lechashav asei, therefore it's not an asei to be kainasir, and therefore v'leidach ilaisei, therefore it's not doich ilaisei, and therefore if she's any ruula, she's not kainasir. Because that's kufa with the Mishnah, and the Mishnah means the teretz of the Gemara. When the Mishnah said v'leisei ilisha isha ruula, did not mean a drush of isha ruula. It meant, it's a shorthand way of saying, isha, that since we need midaito, yom alei ba'inom yisil asei klal, and here there's the asei here can't be doich ilaisei, and therefore we can't marry. Therefore, he can't marry. That's the first Eretz in Taisus. Ka'ein say you have in the Chiddush HaRoah. It was slightly different, but to the same effect. That when the Mishnah says V'loi Se'il Isha Isha Ru'iloi, the Gemara understood that that's only an Asmachta, because there really is no Mashmois of Isha Ru'iloi. There's no Mashmois in V'loi Se'il Isha. The Gemara knew. That really, the pasuk of Leisei Elisha does not have a mashmaos of Isha Ruila. So what is it? There's no such drasha. The Gemara knew there's no such drasha. It doesn't say Leisei, maybe it's Lashon Havaya, but it's not a Lashon of Ruila. So what did the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah meant an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta on which to hang the halacha that is not kindness in Isha Asur. Isha Ruila, 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 Right? By the regular rules, that's the Shibdecha Leisei. The Gemara answers, no, here it's not really an essay. Yomar Leibinum, Yesem Yisrael Leisei Klal. And here, therefore, the essay can't be Decha Leisei. And therefore, he can't be Kainasar. And we have an Asmachta for that, that she has to be Isha Ruile. But that's not really a drasha. It's similar to it's the same. Tais doesn't say it's an Asmachta. Tais says it's a shorthand. That Isha, the Mishnah's drasha of Isha Ruile is not really, it doesn't really mean the drasha of Isha Ruile. It really means the drasha of Midaita, which tells me that Yomar Leibinum, and therefore, Anasa Decha Leisei Klal. And the rest is more poshut. The Mishnah meant Isha Ruile, but the Mishnah didn't mean it seriously. It's basically saying the same thing. When the Mishnah said Balaisi Elisha has to be Isha Ruile, the Mishnah didn't, according to Tosis, the Mishnah didn't mean Isha Ruile. It meant something else. And according to the Rav, it meant Isha Ruile, but it didn't mean it seriously. It only meant that it as an Asmach. Kachai kach. But the Mishnah doesn't mean that there's a drosha of Isha Ruile. So Rav goes on and says that that is really, that not only does the Mishnah not mean the drasha of Isha Ruile, because it's really not a serious drasha, but there is no such drasha, and therefore says there are all the Mashal in Agamar, when the Gemara by us says Ikri Kan V'Loisi L'Isha. So what does Agamar mean? They're over there in Bapem, he talks about Agamar. He says, what does the Gemara mean when it asks Ikri Kan Isha Ruile? What do you mean Isha Ruile? There's no such drasha. V'Loisi L'Isha is not Mashma Isha Ruile. There's no such Mashmais in the Pasuk. So what does the Gemara want? That she shouldn't have knas because she's not Isha Ruile. There's no such drasha. Says the Ra'ah in the Chanami. The Gemara by us, it just means that since there's a din in the Mishnah, Daf Lamates, that she has to be Isha Ruile in order to marry her. Again, there's an Asmach, and it's basically based on the fact that there's no Asay. But bottom line, it says in the Mishnah Lamates that in order to marry her, she has to be Isha Ruile. So if in order to marry her, she has to be Isha Ruile, and therefore if she's in Shepsula, he's not Mechuyev to marry her. So the Gemara thought in Svara, if he's not Mechuyev to marry her, then there shouldn't be a Chiyev Knas. Because in Svara, they go hand in hand.
So you need
to read it. No, he's reading the Gemara like this. There is no drasha. There's no such drasha. He says, in the grammar of the Pasuk, there's no Mashmais of Isha Ruile. So we can forget about it. There's no such drasha. The Mishnah Lamet, when the Gemara by us says Ikri Kan V'Leisi L'Isha Isha Ruile, the Mishnah is just referencing the Mishnah. The Gemara, rather, when the Gemara by us says Ikri Kan Isha Ruile, the Gemara is simply making a reference to the din of the Mishnah that he doesn't marry. There's no mitzvah to marry an Isha Psula. The Mishnah hangs that on the pasuk of V'Leisi L'Isha B'derech Asmachta. So the Gemara by us also means B'derech Asmachta. It simply means the halacha. That there's no, that here the essay is not there for the license say, because Yomar Leib, you know, not really a full fledged essay. And therefore, if she's an Isha Psula, there's no mitzvah to marry her. So what does it have to, what's the Gemara's kasha? We're talking about Knas, we're not talking about marrying her. So they're all explained. The Gemara held that in Svara, all things being equal, a woman who is not Mechuyev, who doesn't have the mitzvah of Leisil Isha, shouldn't have the Chi of Knas either, because in the Torah they go together. So since Ikri kind of Leisil Isha, there's no Chi of to marry Isha Psula. So the Gemara held in Svara. The Gemara is really asking a kasha in Svara. It quotes the Pasuk because the Mishnah Lamates quotes the Pasuk. So it's a shorthand. But it's really an Asmachta. What it really means is the Svara. What the Mishnah really means is Svara. What the Gemara means is Svara. Given that the Asay over here is not the Echad Eloisesay, and he's not Mechuyev to marry a Mamzeres, if he was Ma'anasar, so why does he have to give Knas to a Mamzeres? If there's no Chiyev Eloisi Elisha, there shouldn't be a Chiyev Knas either. And then the Pasuk comes along, Hanaira, 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 the Rebbe comes along to divorce the din of Knas from the din of Eloisi Elisha. From the mitzvah of Leisi Elisha. There may not be a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of Leisi Elisha in the Mamzeres, but a Chiyuv Knas there is. That's what we're marbe from Naira and Naira. The Ra'ah doesn't spell this out, but L'chara hu adin Rishim ben Asya. Rishim ben Asya holds a libe de emes that there's no Chiyuv Knas in the Isha Shein Ruyulai. And he dashes it from the Pasuk of Leisi Elisha, Isha Ruyulai. Presumably the Ra'ah would also say that's not really a drasha. Because the Ra'ah says there is no such drasha. The Gemara took for granted that there's no such mashmais in the Pasuk. So what did Rav Shimon Manasi mean? This part the Ra'ah doesn't speak out. I think it's a dollar posh. The same thing. Rav Shimon Manasi means that since there's no, he doesn't have Naira, Naira, Naira. He doesn't have that drasha. So Mela, since there's no mitzvah, but since by a mamzeres, there's no mitzvah to be kindnesser, because the essay can't be doicha l'leis essay. So if there's no mitzvah to be kindnesser, so in Svara, there's no chiyuv knas either. So Tanakhama has an anti-posuk for that Svara. Naira, Naira, Naira. Rav Shimon Manasi doesn't have that anti-posuk. So mainly it reverts to the svar. You can't be kindnesser because ain't I say the chalais say in this case. So there's no chiyuv knas. That's what it says in the Ra'ah. L'chayra, poshut pshat, this Tosfos means the same thing. Tais doesn't spell all of this out. But Tais also says that the Mishnah Lamates, when it said Velaisi Elisha, did not mean that there's a drush of Isha Reula. The Ra'ah says it's only an Asmachta because it doesn't say in Pasuk. Tais doesn't say it's an Asmachta, it means something else. It means that Yomalei Ba'ino. But bottom line, according to Tais, when the Gemara Lamates says Velaisi Elisha, it doesn't mean that there's a drush. And the Gemara here in Daf Mem, moreover, seems to assume that there is no drush. Because the Gemara asks, "Less the asayv alid lidche loyse say." Why does the Gemara answer that it's exeris hakasa? Forget the Mishnah. Taisa says the Mishnah when it said "Less the Elisha" didn't mean exeris hakasa. But if there is exeris hakasa floating around out there, so when the Gemara over here asks, "Less the asayv alid lidche loyse," let it answer that it's exeris hakasa. Stama, the Gemara held there's no such exeris hakasa. The same way there are also the Gemara assumed that there's no such exeris hakasa. When it says, when the Mishnah says "Velaisi Elisha Ishar Yuloi," it means "Iomer Leiba Ino Miyisili Esekla." But there's no drasha per se of Ishar Yuloi. So the Gemara asks, "Meila she said Leiba Ino," but if she says "Baino," then let the Esi be Doichel Leisa say. And the Gemara answers, "No, but since if she could say Leiba Ino, so the Esi over here can't be Doichel Leisa," and that's what the Mishnah means. So a lot of the passages in Tosis as well is that there is no drasha. There really is no drasha of Ishar Yuloi. Either Gemara by us keeps invoking this drasha of Ishar Yuloi. So we'll say the same thing with their Omet, that's said. The Gemara doesn't mean it. The Gemara doesn't mean, when the Gemara says Isha Reulai, it doesn't mean more than the Mishnah Lama Testament when it said Isha Reulai. Namely, it's like a, it just means that there's no Asay Dechalai Sasei, and you can't be Kainasir, and if you can't be Kainasir, the Gemara thought, in Svara, there shouldn't be Knas. So we need Nair and Nair and Nair. So the point that I'm making is, this first Teretz in Taisus is mirrored in the Ra'ah, and Pashtus, Taisus doesn't speak it out, but Pashtus, Taisus has to agree to the rest of the Ra'ah as well. Because Tais and the Ra'ah both say that when the Mishnah Lamates says V'leisi L'isha Isha Uyulai, it does not mean a drush of Isha Uyulai. It means either Midaita according to Tais, Mimelu the four letters that Ein Esedech L'isha say, or it's an Asmachta the way the Ra'ah says, Kach Kach. But there's no, the Mishnah is not saying a drush of Isha Uyulai. And moreover, the Gemara Daf Mem, this Tais doesn't speak out, but I'm speaking out. The Gemara Daf Mem seems to assume that there is no such drusha. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's Kach L'isha say, V'litcha L'isha say? But there's a drusha. The Gemara seems to think there is no such drusha. Either the Gemara in Chavtesim with base has this drasha. It has the drasha. Shimonasi has it. Even the Chachamim have it, except that they have a naira, a naira, a naira for knas. But for Nesu and Lachar, you have the drasha. The answer is there is no such drasha. Either the Gemara in Chavtesim quotes it. The Gemara in Chavtesim just means what the Mishnah says. Doesn't mean anything different than the Mishnah in Latin, the way their Ra'ah says. The Gemara in Chavtesim just means that he can't marry her because she has to be Yishur Haru'ulai, like it says in the Mishnah Lamates. And if he can't marry her, then in Sar, there shouldn't be any knas. Gemara thinks that they're linked, that the two mitzvahs are linked. Since the Torah says both mitzvahs, these are the two consequences of being an anos, is v'leis elisha and kras. So one doesn't apply, the other one doesn't apply either. We'll see later on. Tais has even a bigger chiddush, but for the time being, I once want to work at the chesed, but I'm not going to worry about what's the svar is that they go together.
I mean, Haguf from Tosfos Kasha was by us that he seems to say that it's only from the pasuk that we would have thought.
Hold on a second. Here we have a question. We don't need to ask you questions. We don't need to ask what's the svar. It's Mukha, the Ra'ah says Beferish, and the Chesmen of Ram, this is far. So, and I think the Chor Tais has to be like the Ra'ah. So now, let's consider. Tais by us has a Kasha. Tais says, it says V'leisi L'isha, and then we have an anti-pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira. So Tais is asked, forget the whole thing, it's a wash. Right? You have a pasuk of Yav L'isi L'isha, then you have an anti-pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira. So forget the Torah, just forget the whole thing. Don't say V'leisi L'isha, you won't have to say Naira, Naira, Naira. And Tyson's answer is I needed for other things. Other drushes. According to this first Teretz in Tyson Daf Mem, does Tyson's but us have a kasha at all? Does Tyson's kasha start? To let it not say V'leisi L'isha that I won't need Naira, Naira, Naira? No. What do you mean Teretz shouldn't say V'leisi L'isha? There really is no drasha V'leisi L'isha. V'leisi L'isha is just a way of saying that the assay is not doichel L'isha say. Because you're Miloy B'ino Mi'isil Assei Klal. And since the assay is not doichel loisa say, so therefore there's no mitzvah to be kainaser. And if there's no mitzvah to be kainaser, the Gemara thought in Svar, there shouldn't be knas either. And I need naira, naira, naira to tell me that no, they don't go together. That maybe not, there's no mitzvah to be kainaser, but the chiyuv knas is separate. So Tosfos Kasha has no aschala b'cha. Tosfos Kasha, let it not say v'leisi l'isha, and I won't need naira, naira, naira. It's not true. Even if it won't say v'leisi l'isha, I'll still need naira, naira, naira. Because even there is no drasha v'leisi l'isha per se that ish aruyulay. There's a din that he can't be kindness. That's about a true. Tais is about a new. That he's not kindness in Mamzeres. The Mishnah says he's not kindness in Mamzeres. And he's not kindness in Mamzeres because Yom Eloi Ba'inam Yisrael Esek Klal. So once you're not kainis, they're in svara, there shouldn't be knas. That's all the Gemara meant, is that in svara there shouldn't be knas. And to be lapuki from that svara, I need a drasha of anayir, anayir, anayir. So Tais Kasha has no eschola. Okay, so l'chora we have to say, this Tais for us, not going like this first teretz in Taisus. Okay, let's see, maybe, so what are the other teretz in Taisus? But this teretz in Taisus, l'chora doesn't stim with. So what's the next teretz in Taisus? Taisus says, another answer, Inami, I skipped a few lines. Inami, answer number two in Taisus. Mi yisur de kodosh. There is a drasha. The leisi l'isha nisha riloi is taka drasha. And if it's a drasha, so then what's the gemara's kasha? Leisi asay v'litchi leisa. It's taka drasha. Leisi l'isha nisha riloi. So Taisus explains in parach, the leisi asay v'litchi the leisa say. The gemara's kasha is the answer should be daicha. Either it's a drasha leisi l'isha. Yisur de kah nuki l'chayvi krisus. Maybe the pasuk of leisi l'isha is not talking about chayvi lavin. By chayvi lavin, esis daicha leisa say. Maybe the pasuk of Leisi Elisha is only talking about Chayvei Krisus. But by Chayvei Krisus, doesn't have to marry her. But Chayvei Lavan, Ishtaka should marry us. That's a Dechel Leisa say. Why do I need a pasuk? I need a pasuk to tell me that he doesn't marry Chayvei Krisus. And I say it's not Dechel Chayvei Kars. So what's the Havim? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me? Tais is saying, the Gemara's Kasha was that maybe Esa Dechel Leisa say. The Mishnah had a pasuk, Isha Uyulai. But the Gemara thought, the Gemara's question is, let's say that pasuk is limited, it's talking about Chayvei Karas. Why do Chayvei Karas need a pasuk? Of course, you can't be kind as Chayvei Karas. Why should you be able to? Ain't I say, Lech 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 Bekaras? Taisa explains. The Hail is Rabu Leknas, Leel Bresh Pirkin. Since we have a ribui that Chayvei Karas have Knas from Naira, 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 so therefore, it's Rabu Nami Linesuin. So I would have thought that since the Torah told me with Naira, Naira, Naira that there's a Chi of Knas by Chayvei Karas. So if there's a Chiyuv Knas, then you should be able to marry them too. Because it goes together. Here your mama seen Taisus, a svara, that Chayvei Knas goes together with the Chiyuv Knas goes together with the mitzvahs. Ad kedei kach, that once we know that there's a Chiyuv Knas, like a very strong linkage, that once we know there's a Chiyuv Knas by Chayvei Karas, so I would say he could be kindness Chayvei Karas. Like Yibum, he could be kindness Chayvei Karas. So that I need a posting of Eloi Sila Isha, that he's not kindness Chayvei Karas. But maybe Chayvei Lavan, he could be kindness. So that's teretz number two. Complicated teretz. I have a pasuk of Eloisi Elisha. It's like this. I have a pasuk of if the essay will be Derech Eloisi say. So I would have said that Chayvei Lavan Itaka marries. He doesn't marry Chayvei Karas. So he doesn't marry Chayvei Karas. Maybe I have no knas. So I need a pasuk Naira, Naira, Naira that there is knas. Well, once there's knas, maybe I should turn around and say, then Itaka marry them. So now I need a pasuk of Eloisi Elisha to say, no, he doesn't marry Chayvei Karas. But Chayvei Lavan, maybe Itaka marries. Comes along the Torah, the Gemara, and says, no, ain't Esa Dechel, here it's not really a, there is no Tchia of Esa, the Esa here doesn't have the Kleyot of the Dechel Lav, and therefore Chayvei Karas and Chayvei Lavan are, they go together. This is a complicated Teretz in Taisus. We don't have to think about all the paradoxes of this Teretz, but just going back to our Taisus. According to the second Teretz of Taisus, I also see that there's a linkage, a strong linkage, between the Chiyuv of the marrier and the Chiyuv of Knas. That's seven places. Ad kedei kach. That once I have naira, 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 and I know that there's a chiyuv knas, so I would have thought that if there's a chiyuv knas, you have to marry even Chayvei Karas. So that's like even a stronger linkage than we saw in the first teretz of Taisus. So there's it's a package deal. Gemara, without any psukim, all things being equal, without psukim to the contrary, I would say that it's a package deal. The marrying the Velesi Elisha and the chiyuv knas. Again, ad kedei kach, that there's a havamino, that if there's a chiyuv knas by Chayvei Karas, then you should have to marry Chayvei Karas. Because it goes together. So now, let's think, next thing on, according to this Teretz in Taisus, if there will be no psukim at all, you know, once we have the psukim, then it gets complicated. You know, psukim and counter psukim and counter psukim, that's how it works to be Taisus. You know, you have a pasuk of Velesi Elisha, you can't marry Chayvei Karas, maybe there's no knas, now I have a counter pasuk of Naira Naira Naira, once there's Naira Naira Naira, so maybe you should marry Chayvei Karas, so now that's why you need Velesi Elisha. There's this balance of power between the various psukim. And what will be if we erased all the psukim? It won't say Velesi Elisha, and it won't say Naira Naira Naira, and we'll have a blank slate. Now we know, according to this Taisus, that there's this powerful linkage between the Chiyuv Knas and the Chiyuv to marry. So what would be with Adonai Psukim? Would you marry Isha? Would he marry an Isha Psula? Avaranat? Ein Asay, Doicha Eloise Sheish Bekoras. And the Asay is not even Doicha Eloise Sei Greater, because Yom Eloi Be'inu Yisrael Eloise Klal. The Gemara not meant. That's true. There, over here, there's no tchil. So he's not going to marry her. If he's not going to marry her, would there be knas? No, there'd be no knas because it's linked. This teretz also is going with the svar that there's a linkage between the chiyuv knas and svar. Without any pasuk to the contrary, there's a linkage between the chiyuv knas and the mitzvah to marry. So if there'll be no psukim at all, so he won't marry her because ain't asked to say. And if he won't marry her, then in svar there'll be no knas. So what's Tosfos kasha? Tosfos says, let it not say any psukim at all. Forget all the psukim. If it won't say any psukim at all, then he won't be able to marry her. And if he can't marry her, then in svar there's no chiyuv knas. So I need a pasuk to tell me there's a chiyuv knas. I need Nair to tell me there's a Chiyuv Knas. And once there's a Chiyuv Knas, maybe you can marry her, so I need Lacey Lisha, and then we get, you know, then it's, we set the ball in the machine in motion. So I think it's Mukhuk that they said that the Tosis by us is not going like a second Teretz over here either. Tosis Kasha by us, let it not say anything. Don't say Lacey Lisha, don't say Nair. We'll just declare it a wash, and Mimele just in Svara, no, he doesn't marry her, but there is Knas. It's not like this Teretz either. Because in Svara, if you don't marry her, then there is no Knas. Okay, so it's not like the second teretz. Maybe Tais going like the third teretz. Tais says the third teretz. Tais says, that maybe I need a pasuk. The Gemara's question is, Inami Yishleim Adhochi Parach, Lesi Yasei, Velitcha Lesi Yasei, Vechitei Meshayni Hocha Degol Likro, Imke Nikma Mihocha Bechol Duchte Deloi Dochi. The Gemara's question, the Gemara knows that it's a pasuk. The Gemara wants, we should learn out from this pasuk that Asei is not Tais Yasei. Because you see that here the Torah said that the essay is not the essay. So my answer is that here it's lechoshev essay. Here it's not really an essay. So if it's not really an essay, so then you have the other question. So why do you need a pasuk? So he said, "No, me kamokim istrichro the lav kro have a chashvin leidele efshel kaim shnei lechoshev essay the ikem mitzvah lisa." Without the pasuk, I would have said that maybe this is called an essay. So it's, this issue is it yes an essay or not an essay? It's sort of ambivalent. Yeah. And it's a welcome to say that maybe it is an essay. Since the ikir is that he should marry her, the omelei ba'ina is like a b'di'evit, that lechatchili is supposed to marry her. So maybe that is called an essay, and the essay should be doichel leis essay. Comes along the Torah says, v'leisi l'isha, no, here it's not doichel. But we don't learn out from here to everywhere that essay is not doichel leis essay, because the Torah says being megala that here this essay is not a full fledged essay, and this particular essay. The pasuk of Leis Elish is Megala, that this particular essay doesn't have the kayach to be doichel Leis Elish. Okay? So now, Tais Baya says, let it not say any psukim. What's going to be if it won't say any psukim? What will be if it won't say any psukim? The essay will be doichel Leis Elish. So it says in Tais, I need the pasuk to be Megala, that this essay is not doichel Leis Elish. Without a pasuk, the essay will be doichel Leis Elish. So if I don't need the pasuk of Leis Elish, so Tais has no kash at all? So it comes out that Tosfos Kasha V'Yos is not like the first Teretz and Tosfos, not like the second Teretz and Tosfos, not like the third Teretz and Tosfos. Okay, that's already a problem. So I think his mukhuk is that Tosfos is going like the first. Just by process of elimination, I think you have to say that Tosfos V'Yos is going like the first Teretz and Tosfos. And the only thing is that Tosfos B'Yos is that the first Teretz and Tosfos is not like the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah said that there is no drasha. The Lois Elisha, it's a make-believe drasha. It does not exist. There's no mashmois in the pasuk of Lois Elisha Isha Ra'ula. There's no such mashmois. And wherever, everywhere, and anywhere where the Gemara invokes that drasha, the Gemara means it b'derech asmachta, and really it's a saying that the Yomalev Inu Mi'isalei Klal, and the essay over here doesn't have to be doichel Lois say. And what does that do with Knas? Because there's a linkage as far between the marriage and the Knas. I don't think Tosfos ever meant that. Tosfos agrees that there might be such a drasha of Leisi Elisha, Isha Ulay. There is such a drasha. There could be such a drasha. But Tosfos says that that's not what the Mishnah Lamentes means. When the Mishnah Lamentes said Leisi Elisha, Isha Ulay, it didn't mean to invoke the drasha. Because you don't need a drasha. In Svara, the essay is not the Echel Leisi Elisha. Because Yom Alei Be'inam Yisrael Esei Klal. It's not that there couldn't be such a drasha, but it's just not necessary for the marriage. It's miyuter to tell me about Knas. He says in a few places in Lashon that it's miyuter the drasha of Lois Elisha. Yisur Dekra, he talks about him laughing, Yisur Dekra Mapikla. It's a yitur in the pasuk. I mean, not that that's a chiddush, but Tais is saying the Gemara understood that when the Mishnah and the Lamentes says, he doesn't marry a Mamzeris because of Isha Ruloi. That's not that the pasuk Isha Ruloi is miyuter for that din. That then is poshut because yamalei b'leiba ina miyisi le'esekla. So the pasuk's not miyuter for that. Doesn't mean there is no such drasha in potential. There is such a drasha. But it's not miyuter for the din of marrying a mamzeres, of not marrying a mamzeres, because not marrying a mamzeres is a svara because the yamalei b'ina miyisi le'esekla. But there is a drasha. It's just not miyuter, not necessary for the din of not marrying a mamzeres. What it is miyuter for is for not having knas by a mamzeres. And that's the Gemara's question by us. The Gemara doesn't mean that there's a linkage in svara between marriage and knas. The first teretz in Tosfos says no linkage in svara between marriage and knas. In svara, there are two different realms. The Gemara's kasha by us, ikri kan v'lei sil isha, for that matter of Shimon Manasseh Joshua, of v'lei sil isha, is based on the fact that the pasuk is miyuter for knas, because I don't need it for marriage, because marriage is a svar, yomalei b'inam, yisalei sekla. So the pasuk is not miyuter to tell me that he doesn't marry a mamzeres, that I know in svar, because this essay is not really an essay. But maybe it's available, and that's the Gemara's question about us in Chavtesim and Beis, ikri kad of leisi elisha, I have an extra pasuk, leisi elisha, I don't need it for marriage, so it's available to tell me knas, so ikri kad of leisi elisha. Let's use it to tell me that there's no chiyuv knas by a mamzeres. The Gemara says, no, I have an anti-pasuk. Then Shimon ben Asi doesn't have the anti-pasuk, so he talking remains with that. So then Taisa asks very well by us, if the whole ikri kan v'leisi elisha is based on the fact that v'leisi elisha is miyuter, and therefore I need an anti-pasuk to tell me, you know, to undo that yuter. So forget it. Don't say v'leisi elisha. I don't need it for marriage. That's the svar, and that's the deicha leisa. This has not deicha leisa. So forget the extra pasuk of v'leisi elisha, and then I won't need the extra anti-pasuk of naira naira naira, and then we'll be fine. Taisa says, yes, no, I need it for other things. So I think that's mukhuch, that this Taisus is not, that's what I want to, that Taisus is going like the first Taisus in Taisus. And he's going, and it's not like the Ra'ah. It's a little bit strange, the Gemara Dat Mem, how did the Gemara know? Like the Gemara Dat Mem, what's Gemara's castle? Gemara says, Ikri kan, b'yamai, let's litchi asev, leisi asev, litchi leisi asev. Why did the Gemara answer? There's a drasha of leisi leisha. If the drasha exists, according to Ra'ah, there's no such drasha. The Gemara knew there's no such drasha. It doesn't exist. But according to Taisus, we're learning Taisus, the Gemara knows there is a drasha of Leisi. There is a drasha of Leisi Leisha. Just, I don't need it for marriage because Iomalei Beino Miyisu Leisi Klaus. And so I don't need it for marriage, it's Miyuta for Knaus. But in the Gemara's Kash, the Gemara doesn't know yet that Iomalei Beino Miyisu Leisi Klaus. So when the Gemara initially asked, Leisi Asei, Velichi Leisi Asei, so the Gemara should have answered, there's a drasha out there, Isha Riuloi, we'll use it to tell me that he can't marry Mamzeres. But Aliba the Emes, the Gemara answers, Yomalei b'ino miyisi lekal, there is no Esei v'echolaisei over here, and I don't need the Pasuk to tell me that he can't marry a Mamzeres. And maybe the Pasuk is available to tell me there's no Chiyuv Knas by a Mamzeres. And that's Arsugya. And that's Rishimim Manasseh, and that's the Havmin and Agamar, Ikri kind of Leisi Lisha. But before the Gemara got to that territory, the Gemara thought that maybe there is a Mokum that he should marry a Mamzeres. So the Gemara should answer, it's a Jerez HaKosov. That's what we doichuk. And since the Gemara knows that there's a Shimon Manasseh out there who darshens the pasuk for knas, so you see that it must be available for knas. If it's available for knas, it must not be necessary for marrying. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? If there's no drasha for marrying, so the Esed Dechalos say." The Gemara answers, "Yom Alei Beino." Like all that, the Gemara knows in advance. It's a little bit of a doichuk. Okay, it's Cheshbonus over here. But the takeaway is, so get the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ikri kan." Shatim Shimon Manasseh as well, but right now we're not up to Shimon Manasseh. The Gemara b'las ikri kind of leisi lisha isharuilei. It comes out pshat in the Gemara is totally the different terutzim here in the Gemara in Taisus. According to the first teretz in Taisus, the Gemara is ikri kind of leisi lisha means that we have an extra pasuk because there's a drasha of leisi lisha isharuilei. I don't need it for not marrying a mamzeres because that's a svara yomalei beinam yisleis deklal. That this kind of essay is not really an essay. It can't be deichel leisi anyway. So I don't need it to tell me not to marry a mamzeres. There's no essay here to be doichid leisase. So the pasuk is miyuter and available to tell me that there shouldn't be a chiyuv knas by a mamzeres. And that's the gemara's kashi ikri kind of leisi lisha. There's an extra drasha that ought to be telling me that there's no knas by a mamzeres. And the gemara answers this anti pasuk. And Taisus asks, don't have the pasuk, don't have the anti pasuk. And Taisus says, it hurts. And Rav Shimon Manasseh doesn't have the anti pasuk, so he takes it goes with the pasuk of leisi lisha. That's the first teretz in Taisus. So the Gemara's question, ikri kan v'leisi l'isha, is that the pasuk is miyuter specifically for knas, because I don't need it for marrying, so it's available for knas. On the other hand, according to the Ra'ah, and according to the other teretzim in Taisus, according to the second teretzim in Taisus anyway, The Gemara doesn't. The pasuk of this, according to the Ra'ah, well, we'll do one at a time. According to the Ra'ah, there is no pasuk of Loisi Elisha. It's an optical illusion. It's an asmachta. There's no drosh of Isha Yula. Because that mashman, the pasuk says there are Isha Yula. There's no such pasuk. And that's the Gemara's kashin dafmen. There's no such pasuk. So marry her. Essay dechel Loisi say. The Gemara says no. Yom Aleibin. It's not really an essay. So the Gemara means by us, it could kind of Loisi Elisha Isha Yula. But there is no such pasuk. Rav explains, the Gemara means, since you can't marry her, because it's not really an essay and it's not the Echelos essay, so if you can't marry her, in Svar, there shouldn't be Knas. And that's what the Gemara means. Ikri Khan Velesi Elisha, according to Rav, means, since you can't marry her, so in Svar, there shouldn't be Knas either, because in Svar, Knas is linked to marrying her. And the Pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira breaks that linkage. But in Svar, they ought to be linked. Likewise, according to the second Teretz and Taisus, the second Teretz and Taisus says also that there's a there's a linkage between the Chiyuv Knas and in Svar there's a linkage between the two Chiyuvim. And according to the second Teres and Taisus, the Pasuk of Loisi Elisha is telling me that you don't marry a Mamzeres, because otherwise I would have said you should marry a Mamzeres because of the complicated Cheshbon. We're not going to go through the whole Cheshbon, but the bottom line is that the second Teres and Taisus holds that the Pasuk of Loisi Elisha is talking about marrying her, and the Pasuk is telling me don't marry a Mamzeres, and I need a Pasuk to tell me don't marry a Mamzeres, because otherwise I would say since you have a Chiyuv Knas you ought to marry the Mamzeres. Or you ought to marry even Chayvei Karas. You ought to marry even Achaisai. So I need a Pasuk, Loisi Elisha, no. Achaisai not. Mamzeres not. You don't marry them. So the Pasuk is now used up to tell me not to marry a Mamzeres. What's the Gemara's Kasha? You could kind of Loisi Elisha. But there shouldn't be a Chayvei Knas, because it says Loisi Elisha. But the Pasuk is used up. It's not Miyutar. I need the Pasuk to tell me that you're not supposed to marry Achaisai, that a Ma'anis doesn't marry Achaisai, that he doesn't marry a Mamzeres. So it's used up for marriage. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? You could kind of Loisi Elisha. It's not miyuter for knas. The teretz is here and they sent us, because this teretz and taisus holds that there's a linkage in svara, like we saw in the Ra'ah. There's a linkage in svara between marriage and knas, and therefore the Gemara is asking, since there's a drosh of loisi elisha, it doesn't marry a mamzeres and it doesn't marry a chaisai. So who I did? It shouldn't be a chiyuv knas either, because they go together. But even though we have two mahalchim, what's the pshat in this ikri kind of loisi elisha, and for that matter, what's the pshat in shimon menasseh? According to the first teretz and taisus, the Gemara is saying there's a specific drush in regard to knas. If not, the pasuk is not even addressing marriage. Marriage doesn't need a pasuk. And I say this, I say that anyway. The pasuk is miyuter specifically for knas, and it's a drush about knas. The loy seal isha isha ulay, the exerts like there's a kosuv in regard to knas, that there's no chi of knas in the isha shayna ulay. Mashayank, and according to the Ra'ah, and according to the other teretz and taisus, according to the last teretz and taisus, I have to think through, but certainly according to the second teretz and taisus, it comes out different shot than the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying there's a specific drush in regard to Knas. The drush is in regard to marriage. And the Pasuk is telling me, don't marry. And the drush of Loisi Elisha is addressing marrying a Mamzeres. Or marrying a Chaisa. Why do you need a Pasuk? Anyway, I say it's not Teichel Loisi Shesh Bekaris. And it's not really an I say anyway, because the Yom Alei, so why do you need a Pasuk? You see, here it divides. They're always saying, Nechnami, just an Asmachta. And the second Teres and Teis says, no, I need a Pasuk, because since the Maestah, Naira Naira tells me they have Knas, I don't put, once they have Knas, you should marry them also. So I need a Pasuk to tell me don't marry them. But bottom line is, the Pasuk, to the extent that it exists, this Pasuk or the Asmachta, is addressing marriage. And it's the drush, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes, the drush of Loisi Elisha is saying that he does not marry a Mamzeres, he doesn't marry a Chaisa. So what does the Lord want by us? Ikritan Loisi Elisha. But the Pasuk is not talking about Knas. The drush is not addressed to Knas. The Teretz is, as the Ra'ah explains, and as second Teretz and Teretz in Taisus also says, because there's a linkage in Svar between the two. So when the Gemara says, Ikri kind of Leisi Elisha, and Rav Nashim and Manasseh Liba the Emma says that there's a drush here of Leisi Elisha Isha Uyulay, what they mean is, not that there's a drush in regard to Knas, there's a drush in regard to marriage, that you can't marry an Isha Shein Uyulay, and maybe that spills over in Svar, that if you can't marry an Isha Shein Uyulay, then it shouldn't be a Chiyuv Knas either, because it's a package deal. So if Karakam said, no, Hanara, Nara, Nara breaks the package. Splits apart the package. And if Shimon Asher doesn't have that, and therefore Yitaka goes, that it's a package deal. I think it bears a little bit on what we talked about once upon a time. We're going to come back to the end of we're going to come up to it, the Flamen and the Chaykes Rashi and Taisus. What if you have a woman who, B'shas the Oynis, is Isha Uyuloi, but then immediately, because of the Oynis itself, she's going to become Isha She'en Uyuloi, whom he's not going to be able to be Kainis. Namely, a Kain Gadol is Ma'anis Upsulim. So on the one hand, she's a Isha Ruyulay, because she's a Psula. B'shasta Aynas, she's a Psula, she's a Isha Ruyulay. On the other hand, through the Aynas itself, she becomes a Bulu, who's not Ruyulay. Is that called the Isha Ruyulay? So according to Shimon Manasseh, who requires Isha Ruyulay for Knas, is that an Isha Ruyulay or is it not an Isha Ruyulay? Machaikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says that's an Isha Ruyulay. B'shasta Aynas, she was Ruyulay. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Chananel that it's an isha she'ena ruyula. So I think next day on, if isha ruyula is exerts a kosov specifically in regard to knas, like the first teretz in Tosfos, the pasuk is miyuter for knas. I don't need it for marriage. The pasuk is specifically miyuter to tell me the din of knas. That for knas, she has to be isha ruyula. That's what we saw as the first teretz in Tosfos. That's what Tosfos by us goes. That's what Tosfos says. So forget the whole thing. Don't have the pasuk and don't need the anti pasuk. It's a pasuk about knas. So then I could hear Rashi. I could hear both stone, but I could hear Rashi that since b'shas the oina she was isha ruyula. What do I care if afterwards she won't be? But b'shas the oina she was isha ruyula. The gzeres hakosav was that there's a chiyuv knas to an isha ruyula. If you're ma'anis a isha ruyula, there's a chiyuv knas. Was she isha ruyula? B'shas the oina? Yes, she was. So she qualifies as isha ruyula. Mashenkin, according to the other two tzimtaisa say, according to their all, the drush of isha ruyula is not about knas at all. It's about the mitzvah of leisi elisha. And the pasuk is telling me that the mitzvah of leisi elisha requires that she be ruyula. So what's Rishim Manasseh's drasha? What does Rishim Manasseh? How does Rishim Manasseh get from the knas? Teretz says, like the Rosh says, in svara, if she can't be makayev leisi elisha, then in svara she doesn't have knas either. Just go like that. Then if I don't have a much more mistaber. If it goes with the linkage in svara that in order to have a chiyuv knas you have to have a mitzvah for leisi elisha, so if when a kohen gadol is ma'anis b'psula, is he going to have a leisi elisha of aranat? Because through the oinah she's going to become a bula. And she's going to be asurla, not ruyula. So that's where the pasuk is. The pasuk is saying that in order to have that is addressing the mitzvah of leisi elisha. The mitzvah of leisi elisha marrying her only applies if she's ruyula. Just in svar, I say, well, if she doesn't have that, then she doesn't have knas either. So then, if it's more mistabel, like Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think that there really is a drush in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes. It's that because the pasuk is Lucia, and from there we learn that Lucia is Midaita, so that's why we know that the why.
Sorry. Just in here.
Could it be that Tos is not learning that the Mishnah Lamed Tes is Lav Dafka?
Yeah.
That it's Dafka. It's based on the Lashon. Then he says that the way that we know that we're not Mekayim Lucia by an Isha Shein Rila is because the pasuk says Lucia Isha. And Lucia is mashma midaita, and because it's midaita,
but that doesn't say that in the Mishnah in that Lama Tes.
It just says Lucia Elisha, and we tells us phrase it on Dafman himself that the Mishnah is learning from their midaita, which is why I say it's not the Lucia.
Yeah, but how does the Gemara know that? The question is, but how does the Gemara know? Maybe the Gemara means since it really exists, the Rosh of Lucia Elisha, how are you like? So how does the Gemara know that when the Mishnah said Lucia Elisha Isha Ruyula, the Mishnah didn't mean what it says, the Drosh of Isha Ruyula. So Tais says you don't need it because you know, but the one the Chassid didn't know yet.
Maybe the Chassid
didn't know
yet. There's no drasha at least not according to Shem Benassi. There's no drasha of Losia, Isha. The only drasha is Losia Mishdaita, and that's how the Mishnah learns that because.
So if there is no drasha of Losia Isha, if there is no drasha of Isha Ruyula. So what does Tosfos mean by us when he says that let it not say v'leisi elisha and I won't need nair? What do you mean? There is no drasha v'leisi elisha.
That's the Teretz. The Teretz is that the real drasha that the pasuk's telling us is that midaita. It just wants the Torah.
Oh, you mean that's what
Tosfos
by us means? When Tosfos says that I need it for midaita, it doesn't mean he means there are. It's the chlamidish v'leisi elisha midaita, meaning there really is no drasha. Right, that's a lot to read into this place.
No, but it's not that it's the Chirshtos Teretz, it's that. In Havmi, there is a drasha. There is a drasha of Lucia, but it's just Havmi. And really, the Pasuk then days come tells me Daita. It's just that when the Torah says me Daita, so once we have that Lashon, that explains the Havmi Gemara that was Mashma that needs to be Ruyala. And that the Gemara counters, but it can't be that that's the drasha because the Hanara counters that. Which, from that, we know that there is no drasha relay and there only is drasha midaita.
If I understand you correctly, let me say it like this: that really Tosfos goes like the Ra. That there's no drasha v'leisi elisha. This doesn't exist. There's no such drasha. and it's a shorthand for midaita. And that's why the Gemara said, as Tosfos explained the Daf of Mem in the first Teretz at length, the Gemara's kasha was, that's okay, so I understand if she said Lei Ba'ina, but what if she said Ba'ina? Then the essay should be Daicha. The Gemara answered, no, since she could say Lei Ba'ina, so at the end of the day, there is no, it's not a real essay that could be Daicha, Lei Sasei. And the Mishnah always knew that that's what the Mishnah, and the Gemara knew all along really that's what the Mishnah meant. When it said Lei Sasei, it didn't mean a drasha of Midaita. It didn't mean a drasha of Isha Ariel Kaima, because it's not just drasha. It meant from the very get go, the drush of Isha of Leisi Lisha Isha in the Mishnah Daf Lamedes always meant, and we always knew that it meant that it has to be Midaita, and once it's Midaita, so there's no Asay Deicha Leisi Say. And the Gemara always knew that, and there is no other drusha in existence. So my question was, so what is Taisus by us ask? Let it not say Leisi Lisha, and then you won't need the anti pasuk. There really is no drusha of Leisi Lisha. Leisi Lisha is just a shorthand for Midaita. That was my question. So basically, what you're answering is in the Chanami, that's what Taisa means in the Teretz. That Kilu Taisa Teretz Veishleimet Itzrich Lemidish Leisi Elisha Midaita. Simple reading means that Leisi Elisha is necessary for other drushes also. So I have to say it. Once I have to say it, there's a mokum to darshan Leisi Elisha Isha Ruyoloi, and I need an anti pasuk to take off that mashmois. And you're saying that Taisa means. Taisus really means to say what he said in the first Teretz and Daf Mem, what the Ra'ah says, that there's no such drasha in the first place. There never was a drasha of Yisharu Yulai. All there is a drasha in Midaita, which certainly has to say. And the Gemara by us that says, what it meant is that she has to be Midaita, and therefore Yamalei Ba'ina, and therefore there's no Nesu'in, and there's a linkage in Svara between Nesu'in and Knas, and that's what the Gemara meant to ask in the first place. As I said, but that's a lot of freight for this line of Taisus to bear.
You don't need to sell that. You could say just the Havamin of Gemara thought there's a real Isha.
The
Havamin of Gemara and Daf Tess on Hespo, see, the Isha is separate from the Gemara and Daf Men. Luma Skana, there's only Drasha of Lucia and Midaita. It's just the Havamin of our Gemara was making the Drasha of the Gemara
and our Gemara took the Mishnah and Daf Lamites literally.
Yeah.
But the Gemara and Daf Mem knew that it's not literally.
Because it's the Maskana of our Gemara. Once we.
Because once it's anti-pasuk, so that takes off the literal meaning. Oh, maybe like that. Maybe it means Agamar says there's a drasha. Leisi Elisha, it's a literal drasha. Agamar says no, but there's an anti-drasha. Once there's an anti-drasha, so the hakadosh drasha disappears. Even lagabe nesu'in, the drasha disappears. Well, that's really a mahalach. Maybe it means like this. The Gemara thought, the Mishnah says Leisi Elisha Yishar Yulai. The Gemara by us took it at face value. There's a drasha of Leisi Elisha Yishar Yulai. It could be taken at face value. The Gemara answers, so the Gemara says, okay, if it's a drasha, should it affect Knas too? Like they're all, let's say, it's a package deal. And for the Gemara, no, there's an anti-pasuk. The anti-pasuk knocks off that whole mashmois of Yishar Yulai. Both the Gabi Knas and the Gabi marriage. And tell you the answer, we need the pasuk at all, you need it for other things, Midaita. So now the Gemara Daf Mem is like the next chapter. The Gemara Daf Mem says, "Well, if you're ready, if you use the anti pasuk of Hanaira to knock off Leisi Elisha, so now there's no longer a drasha of Leisi Elisha. So Esther should be there for Leisi Say. Like marry her, already, marry the girl." So the Gemara said, "No, Esther's not there for Leisi because Yamalei Beino." And now that's the chat in the Mishnah Lamites. Not the Mishnah Lamites didn't mean Leisi Elisha a drasha of Isha Riulai because that's already been knocked off by the anti pasuk of Hanaira. The Mishnah meant, but it's Midaita and Yom Leibina, like Taisa said. Okay, I hear that's doable. Okay, very good. Okay, tomorrow we'll go back.